For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, all right. How are you?
We're good.
How can we help you, Ben?
Yeah, what's going on? You sound like a man who's got a direction.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm calling about this girl, Gabby. We went out I was hoping you guys could help me maybe get a second date with her.
Oh, so, okay, well, you got to give us a little back history, Ben.
Where'd you go?
Okay.
What'd you do?
Well, we went out, and, we had a great time, all right? You know, we went to go see the Christmas lights and the tree over there at Carolyn Park.
Oh, nice!
And, yeah, it was wonderful, you know? It was just a nice night, you know? It was cool, there was kids out, it was fun, you know? I mean, we had a good time, you know? And anyway, so, yeah, we talked, and we, you know, said, let's get together again, you know? But our schedules would not match up during the holidays. I mean, I can only imagine, like, she's busy with her thing, I'm busy with my thing, and I haven't heard back from her since that date.
So did you try and get hold of her at all, Ben?
I texted her a couple times, no reply. Huh. I think I left her a voicemail once, no reply. You know, like, I just haven't heard from her since that date. And I'd really like to see her again. I mean, I think we had a good time.
Second date to the rescue, Woody.
Yeah, did he say her name?
He did not.
What was
her name?
Gabby.
Let's give Gabby a call, Nancy.
All right.
Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Ben?
All right, thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Ben, you guys had a good time. Why are you doing this? I mean, it's January. You would think that, you know, why did you wait so long?
Well, you know, it's a nice fresh start. You know, the beginning of the year, I like dating in January. I mean, December was super busy, holidays, all
yeah.
that, you know.
Makes
so
sense.
It's kind of nice to pick it up now.
He's got a point.
He does.
Okay.
We're getting ready to call Gabby, okay, Ben? Be real quiet, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Gabby?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, that's all right. So this is good.
Yeah.
She's not really familiar. Every morning, Woody and I do the morning show, and we do a part of our show called Second Date Update, where a couple goes out once, and then something bad happens, and they get hold of us to see if they could go out again. So
Ben gave us a call after your Christmas light viewing at Carillon Park and says he can't get a hold of you anymore. That's why
yeah.
we're calling you.
Now that it's January, he wants to do a fresh start.
That's really funny. I'm actually really surprised that this is even happening.
How come?
So we had been talking and you know, I really liked him and I thought like we were moving in the right direction. Like things were getting serious. And after our last date, when we went to go see Christmas lights, which was so good, he texts me, and I quote, "I don't do Christmas."
That's weird.
Yeah.
But you went to Christmas lights. Doesn't make sense.
Right, yeah.
And you liked it, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought we were, like, heading in the super serious direction. And then after he, like, said I don't do Christmas, he's like, we'll talk in January. Like, wanting to skip over the holidays altogether, which I'm like baffled by it.
That is very baffling, Gabby.
It makes no sense. I mean,
yeah, because you go see Christmas lights, you guys knew each other, you got along great, nothing
yeah.
bad happened, except he doesn't do Christmas.
All of a sudden, he doesn't do Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, well, hang on. Okay, I can explain this.
Hi, Ben.
All right, Hey there. Hi, Gabby. Look, I can explain. Look, first of all right, over to Christmas, you know, I was taking a break. There's no gifts. We don't have to buy each other gifts. We save money that way. All right. We don't have to meet each other's families and get involved in that stuff, you know. I mean, there's no pressure. You know, I just figured we'd skip the holidays and pick it up in January.
Nancy, we just talked about this.
Yes.
He Scrooged her.
You Scrooged her.
Look, you know, the only thing I really do over the holidays is watch football games, okay? I don't really do the whole Christmas celebration. I mean, unless she's really into football, maybe I saved her from that.
So, hold on. So when you texted her, "I'll see you in January," you think she's okay now to go out again?
Apparently.
It's January?
Well, so, you know, now that Christmas is over.
So let me get this straight. So you wanted to not talk to me for a month so you could avoid meeting my family and getting me a Christmas present.
It's not just that, okay? I mean, come on. I mean, we just started dating. It's the parties. It's the celebration. It's all. We weren't even really a couple yet. You know, we just went out on a date, and I felt like, you know, let's not get in all entangled and stuff. Let's wait and see how it goes. New year, new relationship, you know?
People really do this, Woody.
I thought it was made up, Nancy.
I mean,
it's Scrooge. This is real life Scrooging.
Ben, has this been the first time you've done this, or is this a practice that you do?
I just feel like when you start dating somebody right before a holiday, it puts a lot of pressure on you, you know? Like, what if you date somebody on February 12th?
Well, that's coming up.
Are you going to dump her before then?
With Christmas, I mean, think about it. There's all those work parties, you know, that they want you to go to. They want you to, like, you know, you want to do the Secret Santa. I mean, it's just crap, you know? It's just the elephant's gifts. I mean, it's just stupid.
You just want to be a single guy at New Year, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
keep your kissing options open.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I got a Lazy Boy chair. I got an 80-inch television. I got football. I got my Basset Hound. I mean, we're good.
Gabby, it sounds like he don't need you, girl.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not looking for a relationship that he needs days off and spaces in between, so I'm good.
Taking a little vacation time at the end of the year.
Ben brought up a good point. It's a brand new year.
Right.
You know, we've zhuzhed up our second date allure a little bit. I mean, there's still, you know, we can provide you a car. We're going to give you a gift certificate, so if you want to go out to a concert or go out to eat, whatever you guys want to do, it's up to you.
You both just have to say yes right now, or else the date is off the table.
It'd be nice.
I think I'm okay, because I definitely already get a vibe that he's that guy that says Valentine's Day is for the card companies, so I think I'm good.
Well, remember, guys, Super Bowl is going to be coming up soon.
Oh, my God.
Got to have that day off, too, from dating, apparently.
Ben. Okay. Good luck with your life.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.